Mobile.
For NUE, this is KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. You must have gotten out of work early today. Today's the last day of a 13-month project for me, which is coinciding with the end of the year. So looks like it's going to be kind of a big New Year's for me.
I'm kind of looking forward to the New Year, too. I've got a couple of New Year's resolutions that I'm kind of looking forward to. Some of them I'm not, but one or two of them I am.
I think if you're looking forward to them, you're going to be more likely to stick with them.
Well, Ben, I got navigation running, so if I have to release the mic, I don't want to turn my navigation off. But if I release the mic, I'll just, kind of what's happening. But at any rate, first thing is this is the year for CW, so I'm gonna try to learn some code this year and get halfway proficient at it. And try to get a little bit healthier. We've done good for the past 3 or 4 months, so took a little break at Christmas, though, but that's okay. We'll kick back up here starting tomorrow. What you been up to today?
Everything at work. Anything I've left hanging over, I'm trying to get it documented so I can hand it off to local teams and stuff. And but it's been a 13-month project out with the hospital system in Florence, South Carolina. 75% of it's work from home. And I thought I was going to be on it until the end of January, but they're cutting all consultants at the end of the year. So there you go. I'm about to power down the computer pretty soon here.
Yeah, well, maybe a little bit. But, hey, all things have to come to an end somehow, I guess. But I'm just trying to get back to the house here. I'm going the back way. I've got this 30-foot gooseneck behind me, and I'm trying to find a back way to get back, but I think I got it.
So they are kind of bittersweet, because I usually do miss the people when I'm done, but it's kind of cool about project work is that you have something, you're like, that's complete, I did that, we did that. You get that sense of closure and satisfaction, and then it's on to the next one.
Be hard, in a way, for a while, because we put the past 13 months into it. Probably done some amazing things, too. Learned a lot along the way. And worked your way into a comfort zone. You got comfortable. Now it's time to, do something new and get into a different comfort zone. But eventually, what you learn, from my experience, is you just get smarter and smarter. Each comfort zone you get in and out of, you're comfortable with it at first. But it'll work out.
It does. And that's another thing I like about what I do is that I learn something every day working on these systems that I work on. So I've been on them, working with the Epic system and hospitals for 8 years now, doing all kinds of different aspects of it. And that keeps my interest because I do learn something every day. And then when projects end and I have to go into another one, it really shakes your brain loose a little bit.
Yeah. When we were last deployment I was on, I was in a communication unit, and we transitioned from Operation Enduring Freedom into New Dawn, which was handing things back over to the Iraqis. And we just built this huge communication grid there. And hang on. One day somebody posed the question, turn this off. How do you back out with such a big grid that you built? You put so much into it, so much time, so much money. How do you just turn it up, walk away? And we had this big discussion. When you shut this down, and finally somebody in the back says, just turn it off. Turn it off and go home. And That's what we did eventually. But there was much discussion, so I get it.
You wanted a sort of an orderly shutdown and transition, and they were just like, pull the plug. Got to yank the Band-Aid off.
Right.
And so you said that you're... One of your new... This is the year of CW for you. This is the year of the extra license for me. I got my general this summer, and studying, playing, learning everything I can, and I think I got to get serious about general now. I mean about the extra license.
Yes, that's a tough test. Really, really tough. I really struggled with it. But, you know, just keep studying. Go ahead and pin down the ones that you know. One thing that was helpful for me was, you know, there's so many more questions on the extra. But you got to get smart about it and just focus on the sections that you're good at and go ahead and get comfortable with that. And then the ones that you don't know anything about, just take a whole bunch of time, and you just got to put your time in. I, unless you're a physicist or an electrical, PhD, you got to put your time in. I wish it was another way, but it's not.
There, and I think as long as I have the motivation to put the time in, because with the first one, I was like, I was just dogging it. And then with general, I was like, man, yeah, I want to get that HF. And with the extra, I'm like, boy, this is a big leap. And I just have to keep my motivation up. And a way to help do that is that I need to, schedule the studying so I can't wimp out on it and pull out that self-discipline and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it regularly and make sure I get through it. And still, as I said, focus on why I'm doing it and have fun doing it, too. Because you don't have fun, you're probably going to drop it.
QRM.
NUE recognizing KY4QM. Ben, that's, be right back with you, Roy. So one thing that'll help you, or help me, when you get better at studying and getting up on the questions and you think you're getting close, go ahead and schedule the test date and work. And that puts you in a situation to where, okay, well, I'm testing on this date. I've got this much gap I got to close. But if you're not cognizant of when the test date is or schedule it, then, I'll put it off another week. And then next thing you know, you're having a discussion about, New Year's resolution at 2024. So that's been helpful for me. But go ahead, Roy.
So glad you recognize me. But I agree. You got to study. And sometimes you just may want to pay some online training course. I did that, and I went from zero to extra in like 3.5 months. And I just paid him to study for these courses and stuff, but I got through it.
Pick it up. Roy, how you been today? What you been up to?
I've been up here and there and doing this and that.
Roger that. Well, I went and spent some time with family today, so I'm heading back to Campobello, and looking forward to getting home, kicking the boots off, and might watch a little TV tonight. I've made my mind up. I got on HF a little bit last night, and kind of messed around a little bit, listened in. I didn't do much talking, but I think I might try to find somebody to have QSO with tonight.
Or QM, this is Roy from Spartanburg.
Oh. That would be who it is.
Two people recognize you now. This is KO4ZEW, Ben, out in Simpsonville. I do have to drop. I got to wrap up work and get the computer shut down and finish it off. So I'll leave you to it and enjoy your journeys.
Have a nice evening, sir. It's QM. Are you still in there? It's KO4NUE.
I'm still here. I know we had a little confrontation the other day, but I'm strong about my law enforcement history.
I understand. Well, how many years do you serve?
I had 28. Started in Connecticut, went to Greenville County, went to Spartanburg County, and I just got out.
I did 28 years in the military, and did two deployments, and after the second one, I just had enough. I just could not take another step. I can't give everything I had. And, you know, when you get to that point where you're done, then you just, you know, got to walk away. And that's what I did. But I feel good about my service. I give it everything I had. And just, you know, at some point it's time to do something new. So that's what I'm doing something new. 4NUE, clear.
4NUE and 4JBM.
Hey, Jerry, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
Headed back to the house. Got this gooseneck behind me, and my tail trailer pulls good. It really does. Me and Dad built the thing, I don't know, probably 10, 15 years ago. And it just pulls perfect. Couldn't ask for a better pulling trailer.
I've got a 30-foot gooseneck sitting in the house, and if I've got a choice pulling it or anything else, I'll pull it just because of the way it pulls.
I like the way it handles the weight. I had a little bit too much on it at times, but you know, anybody with a gooseneck, I can just get 500 more on there. So, you know how that goes. But it don't matter if it's loaded or empty. The whole thing pulls good. And I had to put a set of tires on it a couple months ago. But I'm tickled with the thing. It needs a little work here and there, but it's just broke in good.
Bearings and air in the tires and load it.
So, what you been up to? How was your day?
It's been pretty good. I am almost at Hendersonville, headed for London, Kentucky.
Good deal, good deal. Well, you going on vacation, or just visiting, or just out tooling around?
No, just it's my year to go and pick up White Castles for the family.
I understand. Okay. Well, how far is, how many hours is that from you?
A little over 4, but according to GPS, to get there, it's going to be like 5.5 right now.
You're not in the Ford, are you?
I've stupid written across my forehead. I ain't got a tow truck that'll pull me that far.
Edited it.
Because it broke down. It's because I can't afford the diesel right now.
Well, it is expensive. I went somewhere the other day to fill this thing up. It's $5.09 a gallon. I said, I ain't paying that. I'll just go back home. I found somewhere on the way home. It was $4.29. I stopped in there and filled it up. But I'm gonna tell you, this diesel is outrageous, man. I enjoy my truck, but I had to make some choices sometimes, and I look at the truck and look at the Kia. I usually end up in the Kia.
Yeah, I parked mine a couple weeks ago after driving it for a few days, and I was like, yeah, I'll go fill it up in a few days. Prices will come down a little. I regret that decision.
Yeah, it is what it is. Maybe things settle down eventually. Might take another year or two, but it's got to settle down.
JCA, N4ZLK. 3JCA, N4ZLK, mobile. ZLK clear.